hat ihn gemacht. Er hat ihn zwei Minuten in den Sinn gemacht. Und sie gibt mir in der Face like a Fiji dancer. So, hey, come on, Dad, will you? Come on, hey, look. Hey, candy time. Let me look at those teeth, will you? Oh, they're okay. Come on, let me see yours. Yeah, they're good, too. But you guys, you gotta quit eating that toothpaste now. Come on. Come on, get up there. Go on. Get up on the top. Come on. And, you know, the space behind them ears there, that's gonna get washed, too, you know.
Dorothy's here.
Oh, well, thanks.
I'll put them to bed.
Yeah, well, I inspected them, and but their motors are still running.
We could bottle their energy. We'd make a fortune.
Yeah. Goodbye, then.
Get up there. We're out there friends now. Come on, and go to bed.
Well, the Music and Debating Society is in full session tonight.
Well, the emphasis seems to be on debate. Whatever happened to music having the power to soothe and all the rest of it?
Apparently it applies to everybody but musicians.
Oh, it was.
Well, Charlie and Dorothy are fighting again. What's about this time?
Something about his playing an F when it should have been an F sharp.
Oh, I thought it'd be something juicy for a change.
You want some tea, Kate?
Oh, no, thanks. I've got to decide something with your help. I was just talking to Sheila Mills on the upstairs phone, and, well, she wants me to take her place for a couple of weeks while she's on vacation.
Oh, what does she do?
She's a secretary.
Oh, you'd be great at that. I'll help you brush up on your shorthand.
Oh, I think I can handle the job. That's not what's bothering me.
What's bothering you?
What, do you think Rob would mind?
Well, I don't see why he should.
I could put the boys in nursery school and then pick them up on my way home.
But Charlie and I can take care of the boys.
Oh, that's okay. I think it'd be a nice change for them. And all their friends go, and I can't afford it.
Well, then, why don't you do it? I think it's a good idea.
Okay. I'll go write Rob and tell him all about it.
You know, I think that's just what she needs. Hi. I thought you were in the living room with Dorothy.
No. I walked her to her car, and I did some thinking.
Oh, well, what'd you come up with?
Do you know what's wrong with Dottie here lately?
I didn't think anything was.
Then you ain't been paying attention.
What's wrong with her, Charlie?
Well, she's beginning to take me for granted.
You know, I was mistaken about something just now. There is something wrong with Katie sending the boys to nursery school.
What?
Charlie.
I put the boys in nursery school because I thought it would be good for them.
You already did it?
Well, I enrolled them this morning. Hey, do you think I could wear this to work?
Yeah, well, don't try to change the subject. We're still talking about the nursery school.
Uncle Charlie, it'll be great for them. And they'll learn how to get along with other children.
They already know how to get along with other kids.
What other kids?
Each other. Me. Dodie.
Uncle Charlie, that's family.
Oh. Wait till Barbara hears about this.
I think the boys will love it.
You already know about it?
Sure.
And you ain't against it?
I'm all for it. I think they'll enjoy it.
I shouldn't have asked you in the first place.
Why not?
What do women know about bringing up kids? Steve will blow a stack over this.
My Three Sons will continue here on The Taste.
Hi, Charlie.
Ah.
What's wrong?
Just wait till you hear the latest around here.
What's going on?
Them crazy women are thinking of putting your grandsons in nursery school.
Oh, yes, I know.
Can you feature that?
Well, yes, I can feature that, Charlie.
Well, didn't you try to stop them?
Well, no, of course not.
But, Steve, they're your grandsons, and they start tomorrow.
But, Charlie, they're Katie's sons, and so that leaves the decision up to her, don't you think? Besides, I think it'll be good for them.
I just don't believe this family.
This will be your desk until Sheila returns. Typewriter, files, all the rest of it. Where does Sheila keep her key, Miss Mosfett?
In the center desk drawer.
This is Miss Mosfett, Katie. I guess you two will be seeing a lot of each other.
Hi. Likewise, I'm sure.
Well, it's the usual mess, but I guess you can find your way around in it. May I say on behalf of the company that you are most welcome, Katie Douglas.
Thank you, Mr. Wilkes.
John.
John.
It's easy to remember. Just think of John Wilkes Booth, then drop the Booth.
John Wilkes, right. Miss Moffitt, who do we work for?
Well, not John Wilkes. He's sort of third assistant office manager, and don't let him scare you.
Well, who's our actual boss?
We're in a pool, honey. We have four bosses, and two of them unmentionable in polite company.
That bad?
Maybe not. But they are a pair of hamburgers. They'll buzz you. You'll go in and get the latest jokes. They'll dictate, and you'll have to correct the grammar. It's a regular Riviera around here, and I'm Princess Grace.
Yes. Fine, sir. Mr. Wilton?
Wilton, he'll smell of cigars all day, but he's okay. Keep your eyes off his forehead.
His forehead?
Mm-hmm. His toupee comes loose when he frowns. Down the hall to the right. Why did you see our competition with Think of Me as John Wilkes without the boot? I'm telling you, she had his tongue hanging out. Talk to you later.
A call came in. Mr. Wilton said he'd buzz me later.
Well, it was just that
I think there's something you better know.
I better know what?
I'm married.
Happily married?
Very happily married.
Welcome to the office. I usually check wedding rings first thing, but John Wilkes without the booth was making such a fool out of himself. Well, anyway. Your supplies are in here. Carbon's below. And I'll have the maintenance man come to check your typewriter because the E sticks. And my name is June.
My Three Sons will continue here.
Comfort in our strength.
Where's Charlie?
He went somewhere.
Did you ask him where he was going?
He said if anybody asked me, I could tell him I didn't know.
Well, that's odd.
All I know is he sure was in a rotten mood.
Well, he's a little upset about this mystery school business, so we'll just have to be understanding for a few days.
Okay. The only thing is, it's hard to tell when Uncle Charlie is more hacked than usual, because his hack level is pretty high.
Well, just the same.
Hiya, Barbara.
I've started dinner.
Well, good. What do you want me to do?
Well, you can make the salads, only don't make too many because Steve isn't coming home for dinner.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you have a nice afternoon?
Oh, it was okay.
What'd you do?
Oh, nothing much.
All afternoon?
Oh, it takes time to do nothing.
You want to taste this?
Oh, no. It's okay.
You haven't even asked me what it is.
Look, honey, if you made it, it's got to be okay. Well, I better get this jacket off. I'll be right back.
Goo-goo.
He's either hiding something or he's sick.
And to quote Ernie, he's either hiding something or he's sick.
Katie says you had a pretty good day at the office.
Well, yes.
And the triplets had a ball at the nursery school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All in all, a pretty good day. You're worried about Charlie.
Well, he's pleasant and cheerful. He ate what I cooked without any criticism, and he hasn't complained all evening.
Well, I must say that doesn't sound like our Charlie.
Honey, he went out this afternoon, and he didn't say where he was or what he did. He was gone all afternoon. He's up to something.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a mistake to worry about it.
Why?
Well, suppose he's up to something good.
Wow.
Well, Sheila never looked like a... Hi.
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 I'm Katie Douglas.
Oh, that's nice.
High spot. C-spot, run. C-spot, high spot, out. What's your name?
My name?
The word people call you by.
His name's Richard. That's it. Richard.
I'm glad to meet you, Richard.
Just call me Richard.
I'm taking Sheila's place.
You're going to be here every day?
Well, until Sheila gets back, yes.
Oh, that's real cool. Is she going to be gone long?
Don't get your hopes up. He just went to Catalina for a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, so long.
Goodbye.
Hey, mail boy. What about our mail?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm Richard.
I know. Thank you, Richard.
Here comes John Wilkes without the booze.
And how are we this morning? Are we having any problems?
We sure are. For one thing, the price of pantyhose just went up.
I heard about the E on your machine. I'm having it fixed.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you very much.
No. I mean, is there anything else we can do for you?
You can quit drooling on her desk.
Miss Mosfet, one day that tongue of yours is going to talk you right out onto the sidewalk. You can just call on me, Katie, if you require anything. We believe strongly in management-employee relations.
Thank you, I will. What's the matter?
Are you sure you're married?
Of course.
What do you tell your husband about these wolves when you get home?
I write every word to him.
Right? Where is he?
Peru.
Now I am worried. You know, it's the strangest thing. At least it seems strange to me.
What?
Well, he always comes home with sand in his cups.
Sand in whose cups?
Uncle Charlie's. I wonder where he gets sand in his cups.
Where else? The beach.
The beach.
I never thought of the beach.
Where else would you be sure to get sand in your clothes?
Yeah, but what would he be doing at the beach?
Well, if you want to know that, you got to give me another clue.
We don't have any other clues.
We'll find out who he goes with and ask him.
That's it.
Well, of course it is.
What'd I say?
Uncle Charlie's taking a date to the beach.
But who?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm an analytical thinker, not a psychic.
Are you eating again? We haven't even done the dinner dishes.
Well, I have to keep my strength up.
For what?
Well, for all these trips to the kitchen to get more food.
He's taking somebody to the beach.
And then the pirate ship caught on fire and blew right out of the water. And the alligators flew in all directions. And the turtles turned over. And the flamingos got all their feathers burnt off. And they lived happily ever after.
That was a good story, Uncle Charlie.
Naturally.
Is it fun at the mystery?
I guess so.
Could you take me there sometime?
Where?
To the mystery.
What mystery?
I don't know. Everybody says you go to a mystery every afternoon.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yeah. Mom and Katie get real worried about it.
Yeah, well, you tell them I'm having a great time. Good night, honey.
Good night, Uncle Charlie.
Yeah. Let a guy go out of this house for 5 minutes and everybody in the family's got him romancing a redhead.
Do you sleep?
Almost.
Good night.
Good night, Mommy. You can stop worrying about Uncle Charlie.
Oh?
Yeah, he's having a good time.
You mean every afternoon?
Yeah. He says he's romancing a redhead.
Redhead?
Uncle Charlie wants to date somebody besides Dorothy and her mother.
Of course it isn't. It's just that, well, he's always been so open with us. It's the secrecy that bothers me. Anyway, I shouldn't take up your time when you're working, but Dodie said you called.
Yeah, I did. This is my last day, so I'll go by and pick up the boys.
Your last day?
Yeah, Sheila's kids got sick, and so she's going to take the rest of her vacation later. I'm cleaning out my desk now, and Mr. Wilkes has been kind enough to let me off early. Right. Okay, bye-bye.
Kind enough? Oh, really? The guys in mourning.
Well, just the same, I'm going to miss all of you. Oh, listen to me. Tell Sheila...
One tiny token to let you know you've been a refreshing influence around here, Katie.
Oh, brother.
Miss Mosfet, I've warned you about that mouth of yours.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wilkes. But for the flowers and for letting me off early. For everything.
Katie, call me if you're ever... looking for employment. Dunderheaded oak. Why don't you look where you're going?
Nice shot, Richard. The next time get him where it'll do some good. He's got to hit as hard as a rock.
Are you leaving?
Yes, Richard.
Tough kid. Sheila's coming back.
Goodbye. You know, I don't think there's anyone in the whole world that delivers mail better than you do.
Richard, get lost.
Well, goodbye, June. You've been real nice to be around.
I'll miss you, kid. Not only because you're okay, but now I'll never find out what happened to Uncle Charlie and his redhead.
Hi.
Hello, Mrs. Douglas. You are early today. The boys are still in the sandbox.
Oh.
Fill this up, will you, so that I can make another castle? Come on. I know you don't like the sand. He's wiping his hands over my shirt all the time.
What's Uncle Charlie doing here?
Oh, he helps us around the yard. He's fixed the swing and repaired the slide. He's the best handyman we ever had.
Your uncle, did you say?
Yes. Oh. And you're the red-headed...
I beg your pardon? And the what?
Oh, nothing. I'll take them home now. All four of them.
Okay.
Now, come on. Let's have some more. Here, that's
it. Mr. O'Casey, can I come in now?
No, Ralphie, you're too rough. The last time I let you in here, you knocked the bridge down. See?
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Oh, how are you, honey? Hey, look.
Hi, Josh.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yes. All right, Ralphie, it's your turn. You can go in now. Come on. But don't knock down the bridge. Yeah.
Come on, I'm going to take you guys home.
Okay.
Yeah. Redhead. Oh, you are too much.
Well, I guess that ends the mystery of the red-headed woman. Why didn't the boy say something to Kitty, I wonder?
Well, he did, but she didn't understand what they meant.
Oh, yeah, I'm hung up here.
That's why Charlie took a job at the school so he could be near the boys.
Ah.
And that explains his sudden good nature.
Yeah. You know, Charlie is a very complicated human being sometimes. Do I hear Mozart downstairs?
I guess so.
Well, somebody must have called Dorothy and told her the red-headed woman was no competition.
Yeah, somebody must have.
I wonder who it could have been.
Oh, Dottie, you hear the clam in that bar.
Don't say clam, Charles. Say mistake. Clam is so rough.
Did you hit a clam or didn't you?
I made a mistake.
Look, young lady, if you're going to be a musician, you got to start talking like a musician. Now, take it from the top.
I've made some coffee.
I'm glad.
This time you hit the clam.
Now that's more like it. Where?
Here. Let's take it from the top.